Een andere uitzending hebt u gehoord dat we in het gebied van Tenet zijn. En Ramsgate, Margate, maar ook de Broadstairs. En daar zijn we nu. We zijn in het Dickens Museum, het Dickens House. Lee, Dickens was here?
Dickens never lived in Broadstairs. He simply came to stay. And he never lived in this house. But he did visit it over a period of 14 years. Because of the lady that lived here. She was a lady that Dickens admired, I think you could say. She was unusual. She was seen one morning when Dickens was staying at the Albion Hotel to rush out of the front door with a hearth brush in her hand and hit the boys bringing donkeys over her meadow. I think even the great Mr. Dickens might have found that hard to make up. But this woman became great friends with him. She was 68 when Dickens first met her. Can't call her elderly these days, but to a 27-year-old, she must have looked a bit sort of elderly, unusual. And as I say, they became great friends. Who knows what else she found out, you know, and Dickens found out from her, because she was a brewing heiress from Wiltshire. But we've got no proof that anything about Miss Havisham was in that one. We do know about Betsy Trotwood and the Donkey Boys. Because not only did Dickens write about them, he had told his friend, John Forster, who was also his biographer, that he'd just seen this hilarious sight in a letter. And then a bit later, we have Charlie Jr., who was here with his father, writing it all down. And we have an actual letter from Charlie Jr. telling us about it.
Kijk even voor alle informatie op de site, visit tenet.co.uk.